Life on Venus, in its clouds. Were you shocked? I was. So was Jessica Dempsey at the telescope.
Well, Jane, she's one of our JCMT family, and she sent me the result, in fact, the spectrum detection, without telling me or warning me first. So it just popped up on my computer screen. And I sat there just staring. And finally, I sort of regained the power of speech, and I immediately phoned her up. And I just said, Jane, you just exploded my brain. Please tell me, is this what I'm actually seeing? You know, she had a bit of a giggle. And yeah, it just absolutely blew my mind. And it's still kind of boggling at this result.
Jessica Dempsey runs the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope in Hawaii, and in a moment, a comment from Professor Paul Davis on that sensation. Also in the Science Show, how space research can stimulate interest in science, how art can assist in ecology, and the genius of Ferdinand Bauer. So back to Jessica with Fran.
The first thing is, we weren't expecting to find it. Our lead author, Jane Greaves, definitely thought she should go and check for this. And even Jane, though, didn't believe that we would actually get a detection. And so, unlike here on Earth, where we know these microbes can exist, these clouds of Venus are very, very different. And we are absolutely astonished to actually find phosphine gas in these temperate clouds above the Venusian surface.
And we were surprised mostly because we don't think of a temperate climate when we think of Venus. I mean, the surface of Venus is hellishly hot, isn't it?
Oh, it's horrific. I mean, it's hot enough on the surface to melt lead. But as you come up above the surface, you actually get into clouds which are actually temperate. And so they're up to about 30 degrees Celsius. So they're far cooler. And so that, for a start, means that, yes, potentially this has been talked about as somewhere that could harbor life for quite a long time. But phosphine is a biomarker. This is something which we've been talking about. If we went and found these planets outside of our solar system, how could we tell if life maybe is there? And we need to see what's in the atmospheres. And phosphine is a very specific product of life here on Earth. So that's why we're so excited to see this. It certainly doesn't tell us that absolutely we have found life. We are very, very clear on this because we need a lot more evidence before we go there. But it is tantalizing.
Jessica Dempsey in Hawaii. And she was surprised, as you heard. Paul Davis, were you surprised?
Well, I'm never surprised these days. I've lived through so many of these We've Discovered Life stories that there's always another one coming. And the question is this different from the previous claims? I think we've all been fixated by methane on Mars as a potential biosignature. And obviously we need to follow up on that. But phosphine is a new one to me. I'm not sure I'd even heard of it before these reports that it's been found on Venus, because it's not the sort of stuff you have lying around in your home. In fact, you don't want it in your home. It's very poisonous. So as a biosignature, this was new to me. But the degree of phosphine, the abundance in the Venusian atmosphere, seems extraordinarily high compared to, say, the Earth. And that is obviously a problem. In terms of, is it the product of life? I remain cautious. There needs to be a lot of follow-up.
Yes, I remain astounded, because if you go back to the history of Venus, some of the scientists who've worked on it, Carl Sagan famously, as we've heard to some extent, maybe on Breakfast you heard his voice talking about the way in which carbon dioxide built up and gave us this feeling about climate change and such like, where you get incredible heating of 420, 450 degrees C. And then David Allen from the Anglo-Australian Telescope did the first X-ray examination, I think, of the surface, looking through what the surface of Venus may be like. And hell is a good description, really, with, you know, the heat and the acid. I mean, life? How?
Well, not on the surface of Venus. It is a hellish environment. But it's long been recognised that up in the clouds of Venus, high up in the atmosphere where the temperature is cooler, that's a possible habitat for life. The problem is it's incredibly acidic. And years ago, people felt that microorganisms couldn't exist in such acid conditions. But now, here on Earth, we've found acidophiles, as they're called, microbes that can tolerate conditions which are so acidic they would burn your skin, and they're perfectly happy. Now, it's not inconceivable that there could be some sort of life in the atmosphere of Venus living in these highly acidic conditions and producing the phosphine. How are we going to check? What it really needs is some sort of mission to Venus to scoop up this stuff.
And, yes, I was going to ask you, is one planned at all?
Well, there have been many missions to Venus over the years, but none of them has been directed at looking at life. And I know that Yuri Milner, the philanthropist who created the Breakthrough Initiatives and the Breakthrough Prizes, is interested in looking for life somewhere in the solar system. And he's been considering Enceladus and Europa and Mars and also Venus. And I think Venus is attractive because it's relatively easy to get to, for example, compared to Enceladus.
When it comes to living things, I always think of living things maybe prejudiced by the Earth, that they have to be in the company with other living things, different species. You can't just be there on your own, even if you're up in the clouds. I just wonder how it would work, what you'd evolve from. And it makes you wonder whether it came from somewhere else and hang about.
Yes, so you're quite right that normally you would expect an entire ecosystem, not just a single species of organism. And we know that within the solar system, the planets are not quarantined. From time to time, the Earth takes a hit with enough force from a comet or an asteroid to splatter rocks all around the solar system. And we know Mars rocks come here to Earth. Nobody's ever found a Venusian rock, but I'm sure they are here. And likewise, Earth rocks go to Venus and Mars. And these rocks can convey microorganisms cocooned inside a rock. Microbes can be very happy and easily survive the journey. So there's no doubt whatever in my mind that Earth life has gone to Venus. Whether it's found a congenial home there is another matter. But it's not inconceivable that acidophilic microbes traveling in displaced rocks ejected from Earth by these impacts would have plunged through the Venusian atmosphere and some of these little bugs would have made a home there. It's a little bit of a stretch, but not so much of a stretch as to suppose that life arose de novo on Venus as well as on Earth, life arising from scratch. So if we find there is life on Venus, chances are it's just boring old Earth life. It's not the second genesis that we would all love. Because the big question we want to know is the universe teeming with life or is it restricted to Earth? Is life on Earth some sort of bizarre freak, a chemical accident that's occurred only once in the universe? Or is there a sort of life principle that means wherever you have conditions suitable for life, somehow it comes out? A lot of people like to believe the latter. Finding life on Venus would not necessarily settle that, because if it's just same old life as Earth life, well then all it says is life has happened at least once and it just spread around a bit.
Yeah, I don't see Goldilocks existing anywhere in the solar system apart from Earth. But what finally, what can we make of Mercury so close to the Sun and with such strange movements? Any chance that something possibly could be found there?
Oh, life on Mercury, I think, is really a bit of a stretch. The one thing Mercury's got going for it is it's phase locked. That is, it keeps one face turned to the Sun. And so there's a sort of transition zone. But you see, it has no atmosphere. It's very hard to imagine that there is a habitat on Mercury. But things are not impossible. The same thing with the Moon. We know that in the permanently shadowed craters on the Moon, there's water ice. Is it conceivable that somehow in or beneath the surface of the Moon, where this water ice is around, there might be some sort of life clinging on? These are very extreme conditions. So my feeling is that the best candidate for life beyond Earth in the solar system is still Mars.
Paul Davis runs the Beyond Centre for Fundamental Concepts in Science at the Arizona State University, and we'll keep you posted